saw heaven opened. Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. Sorry, I'm a little late. I had to reboot my laptop. It was, I don't know if the cold, whatever it was. I'm glad to see you. I'm Melissa Redpill. We're going to have a great time. President Trump is dropping more truth bombs, and we're seeing lots of, it's just so much happening this week. This was a big week. I don't know. This might have been the week to remember because, you know, it is the week of, today's the 25th of January. This week, President Trump got out of the UN. Basically, with the Board of Peace, we're going to talk about that. He left the World Health Organization, which is anything but health, right? And he also got out of basically NATO. NATO is done. So we're going to talk about that and also about these new weapons that I thought that was a conspiracy theory, right? And so President Trump admitted that this week. So we're going to talk about all that, but definitely go and check out our website. This is, don't forget to hit the like button right now. Smash the like button. I know you're going to like it. Thank you for always sharing this because it's helping everyone to get to see the good news about how this is biblical. This is the end times for them. So this is my website. If you want to find out more about end times, go to melissaredpill.com. Go and see the end times info and you will love it. It's really great, great news. All right. So let's jump in here. Let's see, what is this? All right. So the first thing I wanted to show you is, okay, that's something that I had to reboot. President Trump has been posting about this penguin. What is that? What do you guys think is about that when you've seen, and now it's like five different of the departments have posted about this penguin. What is that? And President Trump posted, embrace the penguin. Embrace the penguin. Okay. Never really thought about embracing the penguin, but I'm going to show you a little video about the penguin. I want to make sure that you guys have seen this because he's clearly wanting us to look at this. And I think it's really about attempting the impossible. And it's also about not being part of their system. We're not going to be part of their system anymore. And so this is where we're going to have this. He also posted about this week, he posted about Brave New World. And so things are going to be very different in the Golden Age. If you're not familiar, I've written a book about the Golden Age and all the things that God's Word says will happen in the Golden Age. Here it is, the Golden Age. I like my pretty cover. I think that's pretty. It's beautiful. Sunshine. What happens? What does the Bible say happens in the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth? This is the Golden Age. Welcome to the Golden Age. And we're not quite, I mean, President Trump says we're there. I think that I want a little more golden. And we'll talk about that too, about the $5,000 gold this week, that it hit 5,000. This was a big week. I think it was a big week to remember. Oh no, do not close the tabs. Anyway, yeah, so President Trump, I'm going to show you first about this little penguin guy, though. There's so much to talk about. All right, so here President Trump posted him walking to the mountains with this penguin. And so this one, Friedrich Nietzsche, I think is this way how to say his name. I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and the impossible. And so that was really definitely what we're doing. We're doing the impossible. We are fighting to get rid of this criminal cabal that's run the world for thousands of years. This is seemingly impossible, but we're going to do it. And all of us pushing and pulling and praying and working and getting this job done. So this is, it is a great life purpose. it has been as difficult as it's been, it does make us feel really great about the use of our lives instead of just, you know, putting food in the mouth and going to sleep and waking up. And it's something that we're really doing that is bringing peace in the world and really beyond peace, just having where everyone has freedom in the world. That's the impossible dream, but we're going to do it. All right, this is what the Golden Age is about. So yeah, I want you to see this little cute video about this penguin. And so they were trying to have the penguins all stay in this little colony, and they were going to feed them, and they were going to provide for them, and they were going to. And this little guy said, "Nope, I don't want it. I don't want to be part of their system. I'm out of here." And so check this out. He's such a cute little penguin. He's like, "Nope, I'm going." And he looks back. He's like, "Nope, not doing that. I'm sorry that those people are going to do that, but I'm not doing that." So check this out.
But one of them caught our eye, the one in the center. He would neither go towards the feeding grounds at the edge of the ice, nor return to the colony. Shortly afterwards, we saw him heading straight towards the mountains, some 70 kilometers away. Dr. Ainley explained that even if he caught him and brought him back to the colony, he would immediately head right back for the mountains.
There you go. This was posted by Homeland Security. So see, they're all posting about the penguin. And so this little guy, this very smart and brave penguin, who thought for himself, he was an awakened penguin. He says, "I'm out of here. I'm not going to be part of their system. I don't want to be fed. I don't want to be controlled. I don't want to potentially be led to the slaughter." He was a smart little penguin, and that's us too. So Americans have always known why. That's what Homeland Security put out there. Americans have always known why. Americans are, by our very nature, by, you know, being Americans, that's what really makes us an American, is that we think for ourselves. And of course, so many people have been brainwashed by the media, but we thankfully have escaped the matrix. Thank you, Lord, we've escaped. All right, so yeah, here's the one from RFK. Says the mainstream made us sick. Choose the healthier path. So they all just made something that would really be about their department and using the little penguin. So here he's going with the penguin to the healthier path and away from what they're saying to eat and the medicines that they're having. So really great. If you haven't seen my health page, definitely go and check freedomforce.live/health, because it's all the things that are pretty much our ancestors used to stay healthy. And so, you know, we're relearning about all of that. It's really wonderful. So check this out. Thank you, Lord, for RFK and all he's doing. I know he's so happy that we're getting out of the WHO, right? World Non-Health Organization. So that's really, really exciting. And all that he's doing as far as the food pyramid, removing the dyes, getting rid of these vaccine schedule. Just pinch yourself. I really need, I need someone to help me. I was like thinking, what all has happened since Christmas Day? We're still celebrating Christmas. I am, because we have just gotten so many presents day after day after day after day. And I need someone to make a list of everything that President Trump has done, some actions. And I actually tried to do like a search, a Grok search, but they didn't want to tell. They didn't want to tell all the things that he has done since then. So yeah, anyway, so somebody make a list for me and send it to me through my website. Freedomforce.live. Like I said, you can get there either way, freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com. All right, so here's where the DOW, Department of War, posted theirs. Be a warrior, embrace the penguin. So here somebody's holding the hand of the penguin. So you've got Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard. So they're all heading toward the mountains. We're all headed toward a higher place. We're headed toward away. We're putting our backs to this criminal cabal, and we're out. Sayonara, right? All right, so that one was one. And then also, oh, Sean Duffy, he put one out. He's Department of Transportation. He says it was never about climate. So cute. So sweet. It was never about the climate. It's about transportation. Awesome. Love. Thank you, Sean Duffy. You need a coat on. I'm thinking it's cold out there. All right. So there's that. And then, okay, so now President Trump posted a while back about the Brave New World. And now Newsmax has put out Donald Trump's Brave New World. Of course, we've heard about Brave New World on November 7th, 2018 in Post 2450. Those who are blind will soon see the light. Come on. Hello. Come on. A beautiful, brave new world lies ahead. We take this journey together one step at a time, headed toward this mountain. And so, yeah, this is the golden age that we're headed for. That is this brave new world. It's going to be very, you know, different. And so it takes a minute to get used to. And I think part of this transition that we've been going through for all these years, that's been so tough. I think one of the things is because we have to really say goodbye to the old world, and hello to this brave new world, and be willing to change and willing to be brave and to go and to do something that's different from what we've done before, and to really, you know, we're thinking for ourselves, you know, just everything different. And it's hard to get everybody on the same page and moving in this direction. And even sometimes you might be the only little penguin in your area that is doing it, but I'm glad we're here together and we're doing it together, right? All right, so here, I love that. So here is what they were talking about, this Brave New World. If you're not familiar with the movie, you might want to check out the movie. We were kind of, somehow Q posted something that was about the Brave New World. It was a movie. And so somehow or another, it dawned on me that, oh, I had never seen that movie. And so I went and watched it. And it's basically in that movie, Brave New World. That's not what the Golden Age is about. Okay, don't misconstrue that. But the Brave New World in that movie was where there are alphas and there are betas. And so this is what they were trying to make it, where there are like the ones who think, and the ones who were just the brainwashed masses. And so, yeah, it was very telling about what they wanted it to be. But our Brave New World is very different. Again, it is this right here, the Golden Age. Let me just read to you super quick the different chapters in this book. The Golden Age of Truth. Just imagine that, truth. No more deception. The Golden Age of Justice. There will be justice worldwide. Peace. We're seeing it already. I'm going to talk about Gaza here in just a second. The Golden Age of Health. We are seeing that happening finally. Praise the Lord. Safety. No more of these. Like right now, we're having this terrible ice storm. No more of that. No more of that. No more of these terrible floods. No more of these terrible new weapons that are just attacking the people. Those types of things. Safety. Knowledge. Yay. The Golden Age of New Life. The Golden Age of Abundance. Everyone having everything they need. It's just going to be a whole new world. The Golden Age of Joy. What good is all this if you don't have this great joy? And the Golden Age of Unity. Not only for people all over the world, but for you and your family members. Who's ready for that? The Golden Age of Beauty, just like what President Trump is doing with the White House and with the Arc de Triomphe, the Arc of Trump, right? Have you seen this one? I just posted this week. If you're not familiar, go to Melissa Redpill. You can see all my social media and follow me over there on the different places. So, and shout out to Team Melly. Thank you for always posting for me and making sure that everybody gets to see things, whether you're on Truth Social or X or Getter or Telegram. So, so it's the Golden Age of Entertainment, like the Kennedy Center, like, you know, just everything going to be lifted. President Trump said this week, he said we're not going to do, he's not going to go to the Super Bowl. He's boycotting the Super Bowl. So I feel like the same thing is just why he doesn't like Bad Bunny or I don't even know really very much about that entertainer, but it's not good. He says, I'm against them, not for them. So, so Golden Age of Entertainment, where it'll be good entertainment, something fun. You see all the music he does, he's all for fun, but not for entertainment that's really trying to destroy our country and cause division. Ugh. Cannot wait. I love it about the unity. There won't be this just continual, like these people out here fighting ICE. They don't even understand they're trying to save our country from people who are, you know, MS-13 gang members. Hello. You know, but there'll be unity because there won't be deception. See, it all goes together. The golden age of righteousness, where everyone will just do the right thing. We won't have demon worshipers. Praise the Lord. The golden age of freedom. Everyone in the world free in this brave new world to do what God has called them to do. And the golden age of Christ as the king. That is what makes it the golden age for Christ to be the king of the world. All right, so let's get started on what is going on with this do weapons. Okay, so President Trump posted about this discombobulator. He's been talking about this discombobulator, and so that's the name of this video. What is this thing? And so he basically admitted today or this week that this is the do weapons. And I'm going to show you the other page right here that our military said, light speed lethality, directed energy dominant. Guess it's not a conspiracy theory. So mark that one down. That was no longer a conspiracy theory. Directed energy dominant, light speed lethality. He said, yes, the Department of War has directed energy weapons. Yes, we are scaling them. What does that mean? I think that's what President Trump is going to talk about right here, where he's saying how the military went into Venezuela, and before you know it, the people were bleeding out of their noses, bleeding out of their mouths. They were incapacitated, and their weapons would not work. This is scalable to literally an individual. You know, what we've thought of before is where it, like, you know, was all over it, you know, or like burning a house or whatever, but or a community, but this is where it's down to an individual, and they're really like even their brain, they can't even think. It's like the Havana, what they call that Havana effect. Anyway, I'll read this to you because this is what President Trump was talking about. President Trump revealed a classified U.S. military directed energy weapon program called the Discombobulator. How about that? Does that sound like something from not even Star Trek? What was that movie where the guy had the flappy arms? He's like, you know, Will Rock, whatever his name was. We all remember those shows, you know, the Discombobulator. Anyway, some of these old shows, you watch them now, you're like, this is just hilarious that they thought that was what the future was going to look like. But anyway, that's just, they use the technology they had. Anyway, it says the discombobulator was used during the raid in Venezuela to capture Maduro. This penetrated and shut down all of Venezuela's defenses, including Chinese and Russian rockets, communications, and other devices. So there you go. Anybody who's saying that, you know, that China can beat us or Russia can beat us, they didn't this time. You're going to hear it on the video I play. They have to respond in a nanosecond. You can't respond that quick. You can't respond that quick. So yeah, this is what the discombobulator did. Shut them down. And by the way, did you see I posted just the other day? Lost in Space. Thank you, Ryo Dragon. That's the one. That was the funniest show, right? Even back in the day, I was like, they should probably use better effects than this. But anyway. It is funny to go back and watch it. But yeah, that Xi Jinping has removed, because of supposed corruption, some of the top people in the military, and now he is completely in control of the military. There you go. So this is very, very interesting, you know, how this has come about. And we've also been told on the board, or asked the question, you know, what if President Trump is working with Putin and Xi? It's all right. So now he's in control of the military. Now, whatever happened here, either they don't have the technology to compete with the American technology and the discombobulator, or they do and they weren't able to use it. Whatever happened, you know, it didn't work. Okay. The discombobulator, I'm not allowed to talk about it, Trump said during an exclusive interview in the Oval Office. I would love to, the president added, before confirming its use in the stealth operation. So he confirmed that this was used in Venezuela. He's also talking, he's not talking to Venezuela, he's talking to the supreme leader of Iran. And you know that he sent the, what he called the armada, a fleet of ships to Iran. And so what is going to happen from here? I figured it was going to have to be after he went to Davos and discombobulated them. But here is, you know, something's going to happen very soon, please, Lord, in Iran. And the people are putting the signs out, you know, please help us, President Trump. Anyway, they never got their rockets off. They had Chinese and Russian rockets, and they never got one off. We came in, they pressed the buttons, and nothing worked. They were all set for us. Nothing worked. They pulled the trigger, and it wouldn't work. They were discombobulated. I love that name. Oh my goodness, we're lost in space. Trump commented on the weapon when asked about reports this week that the Biden administration purchased a pulsed energy weapon suspected of being the type that caused Havana syndrome. That's the word I was looking for, Havana syndrome. Remember how the people were saying that they're in Havana, Cuba, and all of a sudden they were discombobulated. They couldn't think. They could, and they're very, very sick, and they ended up having to leave. Yeah, that sounds like exactly what it was. This is an extremely sophisticated type of weaponry that is capable of controlling and inducing behaviors, emotions, inject sound into the skull, and read and write brainwave signals in real time. This is way more than just lasers, ladies and gentlemen. Not much is known about the weapon, but those reports followed on the ground accounts from Venezuela describing how Maduro's gunmen were brought to their knees, bleeding through the nose and vomiting blood. We've heard the reports. This was what he's admitting. This was the DEW weapons, the directed energy weapons. One member of the deposed strongman's team of guards recounted afterward that suddenly all our radar systems shut down without any explanation. This is what President Trump has been working on. This is another reason. There's so many reasons, you know, working toward getting the financial systems all sorted out. All these things have taken time to simmer. You know, it was something that had to, you know, just like you can't have your soup until it's soup. You know, it's got to be go through all the time to get everything in place. And here we are. We've got the discombobulator going. It's so exciting. Anyway, so yeah, this is, I think that he worked toward getting our military weapons up to speed. And now they are, you know, things that he can't talk about, but that no one can overcome. Praise the Lord. Start paying attention and educate yourself about DEWs, electromagnetic, radio, extremely low, and other types of lethal and non-lethal frequency and laser advanced weaponry. This is where science fiction meets reality, and it's already here and in use. He admitted it. Trump reveals to the Post secret discombobulated weapon was crucial to Venezuelan raid on Maduro. Check this out.
It just was the right time to do it. We had to do it because it's a war. We're losing 300,000 people a year. We don't lose that much in a war, okay, if you look. And we had to do it. But he was in a house that was more like a fortress than a house. It had steel doors. It had what they call a safety space where it's, you know, solid steel all around. He didn't get that space closed. He was trying to get into it, but he got bum-rushed so fast that he didn't get into that. We were prepared. We had, you know, massive blowtorches and everything else that you need to get through that steel, but we didn't need it. He didn't make it to that area of the house.
Here, secreted away in a hangar, is a revolutionary aircraft. the world's first airborne-directed energy weapon, the airborne laser, also known as the AVL. The entire nose section is removed and retrofitted to hold the enormous turret-mounted laser in place. The AVL system is designed to find, track, and destroy an enemy target in the air and on the ground. It can loiter at 40,000 feet for 5 hours and destroy a target 60 miles away in less than a second.
You have only a microsecond to respond, and so the laser is almost instantaneous. The laser itself has a speed of Mach 300,000, so it's 300,000 times faster than if I launch a missile from an aircraft. It will be aircraft at a distance being brought down by laser beams.
The weapon is projected to be combat ready by 2015.
It's about $1 billion annually developing directed energy weapons, such as high-energy lasers and high-powered microwaves. These weapons can disrupt or destroy their targets at the speed of light. For example, DoD has developed high-energy lasers that have successfully shot down drones, but speed isn't their only advantage. They're also less expensive per use than traditional weapons like guns and missiles. Despite those potential advantages, DoD has had trouble getting these technologies out of the lab and into service. The Army has developed a detailed transition plan to support moving these weapons into the next stages of development. We recommended that the Navy and the Air Force develop similar plans.
There you go. This is where we are. This is not science fiction. This is reality. And this was what Trump just admitted, even though he says, I'm not allowed to talk about it. He admitted that that was used. And so this is where we are. I'm going to post this link so you can go and look at that and share that over on, always make sure to hit the like and the share and the bookmark and make comments on our X post to help them to get out there. So this is what people need to understand. President Trump, you know, they said before they were not able to use it, but now under President Trump, they are. There are a lot of technologies that have been created that, you know, have been suppressed and suppressed no longer. So the thing is, we want this to be used, obviously, in the hands of the good guys. You know, we know, you know, we feel, we don't know for sure, but by many accounts, it appears that new weapons were used to start all these fires in California. They were in Lahaina, Hawaii. You know, all this has been done against the good guys, against innocent people. And so we want these used in the hands of the good guys, right? All right, so I want you to see that, and also that they admitted this in the Department of War, that we have directed energy weapons and we are scaling them. So this goes back to what's going on in Greenland with this Golden Dome. And I believe, you know, we likely, I'm sure, have these systems, like what's on the nose of that airplane, set up all over our country, like a Golden Dome over our country. You know that we do. You know that we have these protective systems all over to protect our country from not Russia, really, and not China, but to protect us from the New World Order, okay? And so this is the thing, you know, I'm going to get to the NATO in just a second, but while I'm here, I'll just say this, that we realize now that they are the ones who have been our enemy. They're the ones who are trying to stop us from having Greenland. And why? You know, it's a chunk of ice because they don't want us to put this protective system there to protect ourselves from them. From, you know, I think that's one of the main reasons, and that's what he's talking about here about this Golden Dome being on Greenland. It's the end for them. That it, we're cutting them off of their money, cutting them off of being able to attack us and to stop us. So check this out.
Thing we want at no cost.
So the Golden Dome will be on Greenland?
A piece of it, yes, and it's a very important part because it's everything comes over Greenland. If the bad guys start shooting, it comes over Greenland. So we knock it down. It's pretty infallible. It's amazing. You know, Ronald Reagan had the idea a long time ago, but we didn't have any technology at that point. The concept was great, but there was no technology. Now we have unbelievable technology. I mean, virtually 100%.
So what are we talking about? An acquisition of Greenland? Are you going to pay for it?
We're talking about that. It's really being negotiated now, the details of it, but essentially it's total access. It's there's no end. There's no time limit.
Oh, sorry. That was loud. All right. So I wanted you to see what President Trump is talking about here, that, you know, from protecting us from the bad guys. He's not naming them, Russia and China. He's just saying the bad guys. And what I would, you know, say is it was proven this week at NATO who our enemy is. When they were putting forces on Greenland, that tells you right there to stop us from taking Greenland, to protect our country, that tells you right there they are not our friends. The whole point of NATO is to North Atlantic Treaty Organization to work together and to protect each other. Right? And when we're trying to protect ourselves, that they are standing in the way, that's outrageous. That's outrageous. That tells you right there that they are an arm, they're a mouthpiece of the New World Order cabal. And many of these people just, as I've said on the last video, Putin had said that, and they did, they would, you know, bow to the master and wag their little tails like little puppy dogs. And that's exactly what they did. They did not have any choice. And the very interesting thing, and I don't have the clip of this, but is that the the head of NATO was very much promoting what President Trump was doing and basically getting everyone into line. And that's President Trump's genius, is that he knows how to get the key people in place who will help him to fulfill his mission. So, you know, it was not, there was no discussion about it. There was really no argument about it. It was just, this is a done deal. As Putin said, this is not going to take long. Okay, so I want you to see, these are the, this is basically the U.S. Greenland deal at this point, similar to the U.K. Cyprus agreement. The U.S. will have small pockets of land inside Greenland. The U.S. will be involved in Greenland's mineral rights. Russia and China must not step in at any cost. Again, this is our hemisphere. This is the Monroe Doctrine or the Donroe Doctrine that we've been following for years and years and years, or supposed to have been. And then the U.S. Golden Dome system will be installed. Open doors to U.S.-backed infrastructure investment. So this is what basically got approved at NATO this week. And so now he's free to work toward getting this Iran thing settled. So that's very, very exciting. So that was, it was beautiful to watch. It was a beautiful thing that President Trump is running the tables on NATO and basically showing that these people have not been working for us. We've been paying their way, but they have not been working for our benefit. And basically, it's over. We're not paying your way anymore, and we're not standing here waiting for you to approve whatever we want to do. We're going to move forward, and because we're not going to be, we're not playing that game anymore. So really exciting to watch President Trump moving into the golden age. He's our penguin. All right. So, and then also the other thing about the new weapons is President Trump admitted, or, you know, he announced, he spilled the beans that these environmental insurrectionists are the ones at fault for this weather going on, right? He's telling everyone on the weather that the weather engineers, not only who spew chemicals, I should have also put, who actually manipulate the weather, would have been a better term for me to use, manipulate the weather. They are the real insurrectionists. I'll read to you the post President Trump put out there this week. This record cold wave expected to hit 40 states. 40 states. That right there tells me it's just not normal. This is not typical. And they've been talking about this for weeks. So right now, we're in the throes of it. Now, we're down in Houston, so we're on the tail end of it, really. Actually, the line is I-10, and we're just north. We're just north of I-10. So, you know, I don't know, you know, if we're going to have anything, you know, bad happen like we had a few years ago where they were literally bringing out freezer trucks to put people in, to put the dead bodies in. And thankfully, everything, you know, the Patriots were in control and the power grid came back up and we were all saved. But it could have easily, in just very short order, been very, 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 very bad. So I don't think it's going to be anything like that this time. I think that from what I'm seeing, I don't think it's as bad as what they were trying to make it out to be. And so it makes you wonder if Patriots are in control and I don't know if this is what really happened, but if it's very likely that they tried some kind of weapon that would an insurrectionist action in the sky to cause this weather, and maybe it didn't really work like they wanted it to because of the Patriots. I don't know. He says, rarely seen anything like it before. Could the environmental insurrectionists please explain? And he says, whatever happened to global warming? I think his point is, can you please explain? I think kind of ignore this last sentence because it makes it look like it. Please explain whatever happened to global warming. I think the issue is, can you please explain why we have a weather like this that has rarely been seen before and hitting 40 states? I think that's his issue, because they are environmental insurrectionists. That's the focus of this. That's why I underline it. Like, he's saying that they are literally fighting against our country, fighting against our people, literally having war against our people with their weather weapons. And so, you know, I think that the New World Order has thought, okay, well, they still had this in their arsenal. They could pull out this and shut down our country, basically, with the freezing temperatures and, you know, shutting down power grids, shutting down, you know, those types of things, and causing death and destruction with these storms. And it appears, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, I think that they're seeing now that their plan has failed because we have better weapons to protect the people. What do you think? Have you guys? Yeah. I believe it's been. Yeah, they have been spraying like crazy. Yes, Marge. They've been spraying here too, and it makes me nuts. But I think that they are starting to see that, hey, what they thought that they could do to us, they can't. So over the next month or so, because I believe that we're gonna have a big Purim. Purim is the celebration of the annihilation of our enemies. And if you haven't seen, we just posted a video yesterday, the first one on the book of Esther. Come on, little computer. This is the first one we just did on Esther, number one. So I'll go ahead and pop that in for you guys so you can go and watch that series. So we'll be doing that every Saturday morning at 10:30. So Purim, Esther, Purim study. Esther Purim. So if this Purim is the big one that we've been waiting for, they are going to see over the next month and a half that, let me get back to this, they're going to see the next month and a half that everything that they thought that they could use against us is going to fail, whether it's the weather weapons or potentially shutting down the banks or you name it. Anything that they thought that they could use against us. And the honest truth is, this Greenland thing, we don't know if we have the time to get some type of defensive system there, like what President Trump was just talking about, that even Ronald Reagan had envisioned, but the technology was not there at the time, or at least it was not, you know, either way, whether it was or not, it was not. You know, no one even knew about any of these things except on Star Trek and Spaceballs. All right. So anyway, I just wanted you to see that President Trump admitted this, that these people are the real insurrectionists, the ones who are fighting us on the weather. So don't think that he doesn't know about this, the chemtrails and what they're spewing on us. Don't think that he doesn't know what they're doing with all these weather weapons and the dew weapons and causing the storms. He knows all too well, and it has to be at the right time to get all of this house of cards to fall down. I really do think that we are there. I hope that's true. What do you guys think? You can tell me in the comments. What do you think? All right. The entire world was taking advantage of us before President Trump came along. The North Atlantic Trade Organization is a bad joke. So listen to hear what President Trump had to say. So this week, he got out of NATO, basically, UN, basically, and World Health Organization. Those are done. Gone. Yes, they're there in their placeholders, but they've lost all their power. They really have. Without America, and they even said this at NATO, without him, it's just a meeting. You know, America, and of course our wonderful President Trump, so powerful and strong. He's the one who's setting the tone and setting the stage for how things are going to go. So check out this where he's talking about NATO. And listen carefully, because he's saying basically that these people have not really been our friends. We thought that they were our friends, but they're really frenemies.
NATO has very much been a one-way street. NATO has very much been a one-way street. We actually paid, until I came along, we were paying for, I think we paid 100% the cost of NATO. They weren't paying, and we were paying. We have hundreds of thousands of soldiers in Germany. We have 50,000 soldiers in other countries. We have a lot of soldiers, not only Europe and other places. And, you know, we want that to be reciprocal. We want to be liked and respected. So I've always said, and we get along very well with NATO, I think, but I've always said, will they be there if we ever needed them? And that's really the ultimate test.
Okay. And the test came back. They failed. Because here we, for one time, say, we're going to need something. We need to have Greenland so we can have it for our strategic interest. And they say no, and they even put troops there. That tells you right there that they have not been working for our interest. And I'm not blaming the little puppet leaders. I'm not talking about them. They are just a mouthpiece of the New World Order cabal puppet masters at the top. And they have not been our friends. They have been our enemies, unfortunately. And they just work for their master, the evil ones at the top. And that's what he's saying. And listen to carefully one more time.
So I've always said, and we get along very well with NATO, I think, but I've always said, will they be there if we ever needed them? And that's really the ultimate test.
That's the ultimate test. And there you go. And now they're saying, oh, you know, we would want to come in and help you with such and such. And they haven't. they didn't. They're always saying for us to come and help them and pay their way on this and that and the other. And then when we stop, and then we ask them for something, we don't get anything except fought against. So that is the end of that. There may still continue to be meetings, but it's all over but the crying. All right. So then President Trump started the Board of Peace, and he's inviting all of these countries to be a part of it. Here's a map that shows the different countries that he invited. And which ones have accepted? Here, the ones in green have accepted. And then, of course, Argentina. He was there. Malay. He's so much fun to watch. And then France has rejected. And then Canada, actually, at this point, has been told, no, we don't want you to be part of it anyway. Never mind. And so, and then some of these others have been invited, but have not yet accepted or rejected. So even the Pope was asked. So this is the new and improved UN. As President Trump said, they had a mission and they failed in that mission. And unfortunately, they not only did not stop wars, they actually helped to promulgate wars, and they also were used to take vaccines and this and that to these countries and to do harm. They really superbly failed at their mission. It was called the United Nations, and it was supposedly meant for one thing, but it was used for something entirely different by the New World Order cabal. So whoever initially started this thing, maybe they meant it for good, maybe they didn't, maybe some of the people meant it for good. Either way, the enemy used it for evil, no doubt about it. So we're bye-bye. Bye-bye on that. We're having the Board of Peace, and we're going to do the job that you were supposed to do. And now President Trump has gotten out of the World Health Organization. Yay! No more bad information where they're forcing things down our throats and into our arms from this group, the World Health Organization. We don't want to be part of you anymore. They were the ones who were enforcing all these mask mandates and jab mandates and boosters and all these things, and we're out. Again, anytime America gets out, it's curtains. It's over. We are the ones. We're the leader of the pack. And it doesn't really matter if all these other countries are part of it, because it will not have any force in the world. So thank you, President Trump. I love him so much. I love him. I'm so I'm so thankful. Again, seriously, somebody, who's going to put it on the chat if someone's going to take on this job for me to help me to make a list of everything he has done since Christmas. It's just mind-boggling. It really is. So this is where we're going to have true health between him and RFK and all these wonderful patriots who have true remedies. Then we're going to be healthy and wealthy and wise. So definitely go and check out my page, freedomforce.live/health. And I have videos about everything over there, the ways that you can detox, even at the cellular level. Like I said, I do this every day, the Pure Body Extra. Don't forget to do all your spritzes all the day long to make sure that you are detoxing from the 80,000 toxins that have been poured on us and in our foods and all this every day until at least we get through this battle. Also, check out the Silver Solution. You're going to love this. If you want a true antibiotic, antibacterial, anti-mold, anti-fungus, Silver Solution is your ticket. I actually do this all the time. I do the silver mouth spray. I love this stuff. Go and check. Ooh, can you see it? Yeah, the silver mouth spray. I love that stuff. And I also put the Silver Solution in my smoothie. Love it. Definitely check. And the probiotics. Heather is going to come on Tuesday and tell us more because I'm learning more and more about the probiotics. Actually, I went to the dentist this week and I've been using the probiotics mouth rinse. And she had said that this can help you to remove the plaque. And I'm real big on flossing. I'm a big flosser. But I had the best visit at the dentist. They were like, "What are you doing? Your teeth are so clean." She says, "We don't really have to do anything because they're so clean." And that, and because the other thing is not only to save your teeth, but also because that biofilm that's basically the plaque, it can go to your brain. We don't want it there, right? So all these things to cleanse our brains, we can not be muddle-headed and think clearly. So yeah, I'll definitely check out. I love this chlorine dioxide. Remember, I was coughing, and I had not been doing my sodium chloride, and so I started doing it. And that's what Keto Carrie told me the other day. She said, ramp up to 40 drops, and the cough is gone. It literally, like, by the next day. I love my chlorine dioxide. Love, love, love it. Definitely love all these things that these wonderful patriots have created to help us to get well. freedomforce.live/health. I've got videos about all that. I'm just so thankful for these wonderful patriots who have fought so hard. I'm telling you, it's every one of these people has fought so hard and has been fought so hard. People literally being kicked out of social media, kicked out of their country, basically, because they're trying to save people's lives with true remedies. I love them. freedomforce.live/health. H-E-A-L-T-H. Oh, and don't forget my wonderful Prescribing Life. If you have pain, please go and call and see if they can help you. You do not have to live in pain. Do not. Please do. Just try it. Just make a phone call and see if this could help you. All right. So, So here's where they were talking about the UN is dead. Trump just replaced it. At Davos, he didn't negotiate with the globalists. He gave them surrender terms. Love that. The Board of Peace is ending wars, and the empire needed to continue, but they won't have them. They won't have them. It's the end of it. With our direct energy weapons, with their inability to continue these wars, and with the money, the gold, it's curtains. It's the end times for them. All right, so the next one I'm going to talk about, before we talk about the gold and the silver, I want to talk real quick about what's going on with Gaza. Okay, yeah, that's the next one. Now, Jared Kushner has gotten a lot of bad press, and Trump supports him, and so I'm supporting him too. And looking at what he's doing in Gaza, it really tells me that he has done an amazing job to bring peace in Gaza. Now, some people are saying not only peace, but the rebuilding. He's here, out here talking about the rebuilding effort in Gaza, and so some people are saying that he's doing this for his own financial benefit. I do not believe that. I don't believe that. I know that's what people are saying. I've heard that. I just don't believe that that's the case. And President Trump would not allow it. You know, he would not put up with it. If Jared wanted to do that. Okay. This he unveils a slideshow showing the master plan for the future of Gaza and asks people on social media to just calm down for 30 days. Let's do our best to try to work together. It's, you know, they're always fighting against anyone who's trying to do something to set this whole thing right over there. First of all, to establish peace, we've had the 30 days at peace, and now we're moving forward with this plan. And of course, Netanyahu is saying, no, we need to go back in there and bomb some more. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And so I'm going to show you what the plan that they have devised. Here it is. Here is the master plan. Love that master plan. And so here he's talking about, you know, phase 1A, phase 1B, phase 1C, all this and all the different cities that they are working on. He says they've already begun to clear things and to start getting things set right. Amazing. If anybody knows how to do this, it is our wonderful President Trump. And I'm sure he will do it on time, earlier than scheduled, and under budget, right? That's the way he does it. So this is, the Mediterranean. This is a coastal tourism area. You know, it's going to be beautiful. And taking it from basically hell to heaven. And so this is going to be the tourism area. Here's going to be the yellow is the residential areas. The purple is the coastal, the highways to get from one end to the other, because it is just one little strip, right? The Gaza Strip. And so then the yellow areas, like I said, the residential, the green is the parks. And so that's what they're working on in phases, one after another. So, well, first, starting with Rafah is the first one. So I want you to hear what he had to say. And so, yeah, he just said, calm down. So I'm not big on using that word calm down, because mostly time when you tell someone calm down, they just get more angry, but whatever. I just think you've got to hear this. This is very, very exciting. Check it out.
So we did a master plan. We brought in, I think, Yakir Gabay, who's one of the most successful real estate developers and brilliant people I know. He's volunteered to do this not for profit, really because of his heart. He wants to do this. And we've developed ways to redevelop Gaza. Gaza, as President Trump's been saying, has amazing potential. And this is for the people of Gaza. We've developed it into zones. In the beginning, we were toying with the idea of saying, let's build a free zone, and then we have a Hamas zone. And then we said, you know what, let's just plan for catastrophic success. Hamas signed a deal to demilitarize. That is what we are going to enforce. People ask us what our plan B is. We do not have a plan B. We have a plan. We signed an agreement. We are all committed to making that agreement work. There's a master plan. We'll be doing it in phasing. In the Middle East, they build cities like this in 2-3 million people. They build this in 3 years. And so stuff like this is very doable if we make it happen. Rafah will start with. This will show a lot of workforce housing. We think this could be done in 2-3 years. We've already started removing the rubble and doing some of the demolition. And then New Gaza. It could be a hope. It could be a destination, have a lot of industry, and really be a place that the people there can thrive, have great employment. Once this starts going...
Do you see this? Look how beautiful. Look at this. Absolutely stunning. Can you imagine? I know the people there have to be pinching themselves. That they've survived the onslaught of these evil Mossad Zionists, and now look at what it's going to be. Of course, I'm sure they have still a lot of struggling just to be able to get everything safe and secure. But they've made it through the worst. Is the point?
Going, we think there should be 100% full employment and opportunity for everybody there. And we have a lot of data on what can be, but we think that this really gives the Gazan people an opportunity to live their aspirations. But it all starts with security, and it all starts with governance.
I love that. For everyone, this is what I talk about all the time, that everyone will live their aspirations. That's the golden age. Beautiful.
Final note I'll just say on the Board of Peace, which is that... all the lessons we're doing is we're basically studying the best practices from all over the world, and we're watching who does education the best, who does healthcare delivery the best. All of these things are it's not secret IP. All this is IP that the Board of Peace is going to make public, and we want to encourage all the countries to be able to follow these best practices. A lot of the things that President Trump is doing in America, if they're working, we should all be copying them. If we find what's working in other countries, we should be copying them too. And so what the Board of Peace will have the ability to do, if we're successful with Gaza, is really show how do you do peace implementation, which is something that when we got this deal done, we didn't really find too much expertise or know-how on how to do it. So as we're creating this system, hopefully it's something that we can just document these learnings and make them available to all else who want to use them in the future. So demilitarization, this is something we're starting now that we have a new government in Gaza. This government will be working with Hamas on the demilitarization to really take the principles that were agreed to in the document to the next phase. And hopefully that will be successful. Without that, we can't rebuild.
I'm going to read this. This is about the demilitarization principles. The single civilian authority. So there's not this back and forth fighting between the civilian authorities. One authority, one law, one weapon. All weapons are authorized by one authority only. Monopoly on force. All militant armed groups, internal security, and police organizations dismantled or integrated into NCAG following rigorous vetting. Palestinian-led, processed but led by Palestinians, internationally verified. In other words, no more having Hamas lead the country when they are puppets of the New World Order or the Mossad Zionists, which is basically the same thing. That no more of that. Comprehensive decommissioning, heavy weapons, tunnels, military infrastructure, all that destroyed. Personal security for disarmament. Heavy weapons decommissioned immediately. Personal arms registered and decommissioned by sector as NCAG police becomes capable of guaranteeing personal security. The end state, only NCAG sanctioned personnel may carry weapons. That's what they're talking about doing. Demilitarization unlocks investment. Reconstruction only in sectors with full disarmament. Amnesty and reintegration. Disarmament rewarded with amnesty and reintegration or safe passage. So I'm sure they'll have to vet all these people before they give them amnesty, right? Sequenced and verified phased execution with independent verification that leads to calibrated IDF withdrawal. In other words, get the IDF out to the security perimeter based on the agreed upon standards. They have to move back. Okay, get them out completely. And this is, we're not at that picture, that beautiful picture I was showing you, that we're not there yet. It's going to take a while to get all these things set right. But that's what they're working toward. And then the completion equals withdrawal. Gaza-wide demilitarization enables the full IDF withdrawal to the security perimeter. This is what we're working toward to get things set right in Gaza. I just love it. It's really exciting. Oh, thank you, Lord. We prayed for this. And finally, it's here.
So if Hamas does not demilitarize, that will be what holds back Gaza and the people of Gaza from achieving their aspiration. And that's very important. So the next 100 days, we're going to continue to just be heads down and focused on making sure this is implemented. We continue to be focused on humanitarian aid, humanitarian shelter, but then creating the conditions to move forward. So thank you. Final point I'll just make is this is really only possible because of the work of so many people and President Trump's great leadership. But a lot of you have been asking, how can we help? So the countries have all been incredibly generous. We'll be doing the first conference where we'll announce a lot of the contributions that will be made in a couple weeks in Washington. From the private sector, there'll be amazing investment opportunities. I know it's a little risky to be investing in a place like this, but we need you to come, take faith, invest in the people, try to be a part of it. And then finally, I'll just talk to people on the media and on the social media, which is... this deal only happened because we worked with Israel, we worked with Turkey, we worked with Qatar, we worked with Saudi, we worked with Egypt. I mean, everyone worked together. We worked with UAE. We all worked together to make this happen. I see a lot of people trying to escalate, criticizing Israel or Israelis criticizing Turkey or Qatar. Just calm down for 30 days. I think that the war's over. Let's do our best to try working together. Our goal here is peace between Israel and the Palestinian people. Everyone wants to live peacefully. Everyone wants to live with dignity. Let's put our efforts towards promoting those who are doing the work to build this up, like Ali and his committee. Let's focus on the positive stories, and let's just calm down, turn a new chapter. And if we believe that peace is possible, then peace really can be possible. So we're going to continue to work every day. We need all of your help to do it. And again, I just really want to thank President Trump for his leadership in doing this. This would not have been possible without your commitment to this. Everyone thought it was impossible to end this war. You never gave up. You never stopped. Every time there was a setback, you told us to try harder. You gave us different ideas. And we've made several impossible things happen just in Gaza to date. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to make even more impossible things happen. So really, thank you for your amazing leadership.
Yes, our wonderful president. It's all because of, if he hadn't gotten in there, he couldn't have gotten all these things done. So I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful for all in the world, and even the people, you know, of Iran who wanted to make the peace for themselves. They realized we need someone like President Trump in this key role in America to set these things right. They made the mess. The evil, you know, cabal-led presidents made the mess in Iran or Gaza or whatever, and so they've got to clean it up. So that's what our wonderful president is doing. And so I just thought this was great. I wanted you to watch all of this. This is just so wonderful. I didn't want you to miss any of that. And so this, I just cannot wait to see and to go over and see how beautiful and safe and wonderful it is for the people of Gaza. They no doubt deserve it. Okay, so what I did, I just got Real Food said for us to do it together. So I made a little post while I was listening to that. Here's the post that I did. This is basically a picture of President Trump. I said, everybody help me out. Post in the comments all the great things President Trump has done since Christmas as our ongoing Christmas presents. Thanks, fam. So I'm going to post the link here. And so, guys, you go ahead and here's the Christmas list. Here's the Christmas presents, okay, from President Trump. From President Trump. Okay, I'm going to type that in real quick, and then you'll have that. So everybody go over and add to that list, because it's just shocking. It's just shockingly wonderful. All right, so now here is gold at, you know, it hasn't moved. It stopped for some reason. Was it Saturday night? It just stopped. I guess they're not doing any updating until Monday morning, I guess. Maybe it was Friday night. Either way, it stopped. It had already topped 5,000, and they, you know, it stopped just below 5,000. Okay. Either way, gold will destroy the Fed. Again, we always thought the Fed was a government organization, but it's not. It is a group of international bankers that have been stealing from us for all of our lives. So this is great news. They it's not just about, you know, if you have gold that it's you know going to help you in your pocketbook. It's yes, that, but it's even more importantly that it will destroy their rule over us. When they don't have the money, they cannot rule over us, and they are bankrupt. And this time, it will not be that they'll be called too big to fail. That's not going to happen this time. So I went to I found this. It says the Federal Reserve cannot go bankrupt in the traditional sense because it is a central bank with the authority to create money. Okay? Unlike private banks, it can generate reserves to cover its liabilities, ensuring it never faces a cash shortfall. Just keep printing money. That's what they've been doing. However, the Fed is technically insolvent. They are technically at this point, they're bankrupt at this point. Okay, under standard accounting rules, its liabilities exceed its assets. They owe more, especially now with the gold, they owe more than they have when measured at a market value. This situation arises because the Fed holds long-term fixed-rate bonds purchased during low interest rate periods while paying significantly higher interest on reserves and reserve repurchase agreements. Now, at the Davos, they went up there and they said they're hoping that the AI is going to save them. They know the financial situation that they're in. They know they're belly up. They know they're insolvent and bankrupt. But they said, oh, well, we're hoping that the AI is going to achieve such high productivity that we will, you know, will be able to come out of this bankruptcy. Okay. What did they mean by that? They mean they hope that they'll be able to fire all the people and the people will not have jobs and instead they'll just be, you know, having AI do the work. This is their plan to continue to destroy humanity and to take all of the assets, take all the money and to leave us penniless. And that's not what's going to happen. It's going to be the opposite, as the Bible says. And this is what, you know, President Trump is not going to allow that to happen. Now, even though he has been promoting AI, and I think one of the reasons he's doing it is to set them at peace. So, oh, everything's going to be great. AI is going to save you. They even called it, we hope that AI will save us. They really literally said that they you know, hoped AI would be their savior. When the Fed loses losses exceed its capital, it records deferred assets, a bookkeeping mechanism to offset future earnings that will eventually cover its obligations to the U.S. Treasury. So they're just saying, you know, basically we'll pay it later. You know, they just push it, kick the can down the road. These deferred assets are growing rapidly, reflecting ongoing losses. Despite this, the Fed continues to operate normally as Congress has not intervened to shut it down or force it into bankruptcy. And a big part of that is that the reason that they're going bankrupt is because they have paper assets in gold that they say are gold, but they don't have the gold to back it up. And they cannot, in March, they will not be able to meet the margin call to pay up what they owe. And so there's no one coming to save them. AI is not coming to save them. The American people are not coming to save them. They are bankrupt. And they just started two new banks. One was Ford and one was General Motors. I think these are the new banks that will take over for the old banks. Just like if you've ever had a transfer. I had an account with Allegiance Bank and Stellar Bank bought them out. And then they said, okay, we're transferring your account over to Stellar Bank. Just like that. That happens all the time. And I think that's what's going to happen. We're not going into the golden age and continue to have these evil banks that were part of 9/11, like the Wells Fargo, the Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan. And President Trump just sued J.P. Morgan. So that tells you right there, he is not happy with them at all in the slightest. So the Treasury loses revenue. Anyway, so I just wanted you to see they're already insolvent, and it's just a matter of how is this going to happen for them to have the left hold in the bag of all this debt, but they get wiped out, just like the Bible says, they'll be penniless, and we will go into the golden age without debt. Anybody, this is just, it's going to be wonderful. All right, so. We won't owe anybody. It's going to get wiped out because of what they have done. All right. So now, exactly the details about how this is actually going to work. I don't know. We'll have to watch and see how this plays out. But they have gotten us into this financial crisis by fraud, and fraud vitiates everything. It will be wiped. No doubt it will be wiped out, and especially because they'll be in bankruptcy court is really what the bottom line is. So how this works for you and me on a personal level, I don't know exactly, but we'll watch and see. We're not going to go into the golden age and be in debt. All right, so I want you to see this one also. I love this passage. I wanted to read it to you before we go. This is the beautiful song for the pilgrims in Psalm 126. And this is the wonderful future that we have to look forward to in the golden age. When the Lord brought back his exiles, it was like a dream. Get ready to dream, everyone. It's going to be like a dream where you feel like you have to pinch yourself. You know, it's going to be like what these people of Gaza, they have been under a barrage of attacks, no food, no water, just a horrible living conditions. And now I know they just think, I can't believe it. They must be pinching themselves that the bad guys are gone, that they're not being bombed anymore, that they have the food that they need. I mean, it's like a dream. And then looking at what I just showed you with Jared Kushner explaining about Gaza, they have to be just beside themselves with joy that they have survived and that they are, you know, moving forward into this beautiful day. And so it's going to be that way for us and it already is. When I sit and think about that, President Trump is our president, all the things that he is doing, this long list that we're going to make, you know, over on our social media, it's exciting. It's shocking. It's a dream. It's a dream that we're watching happening before our eyes. And I'm thankful that I have the eyes to see it. And I'm thankful that you do too. And that's why you're here. So we were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. All the nations said, what amazing things the Lord has done for them. Now they're not happy. They're not happy. When it talks about the nations, it's talking about the evildoers. The evildoers say, what the Lord has done, all these amazing things for them, and we can't stop them. And we say, yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. Oh, yes. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, as the streams renew the desert. As the streams renew the desert. You think of a desert, parched, or like, I just can't pay my bills, or whatever it is, you know, the illness, the struggles, all the things that are so real, and then all of a sudden the refreshing, and all the struggles are gone. We'll just be laughing and filled with joy. Like, how could this be? How could all this was going on and now it's over? All that evil is over and we've just got everything in the world being set right. I'm filled with joy and laughter that the President Trump got out of the WHO, that all these things are happening. Just enjoy the show. Enjoy our country being set right. Is everything done right perfectly at this point? No. But I've mentioned this verse to you many times, that it says that I will quiet myself like a weaned child. What does that mean? A weaned child is someone who does not always have to have the bottle. Doesn't always have to have everything right now. I can wait a little while, right? And I have to just sit and wait for some time. Some of the things I'm still waiting on, and I know you are too. We're all waiting on some things, but we're going to see these things come to pass. So, one step at a time, just like the little penguin, right? Restore our fortunes, O Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. We have harvested in tears, but we will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. There you go. I think that's so exciting, so fun. All right, so I'm going to show you this also. This is the Purim. Okay, did you guys get the link for that? Definitely watch that one and read Esther. And also you can read this book right here, the This Is Biblical. Chapter 17 is about Esther. And I've seen some things that I'd never seen before. We are the queen. We are like Esther. We are biblically where it talks about this, the being crowned, just like Esther was crowned, this beautiful sign that we saw in the heavens. We were crowned to take authority to rule and reign with Christ on this earth. And Esther is really about us having annihilating our enemies and having authority in this kingdom. Isn't that beautiful? So definitely check into that. Check into this video. If you haven't seen it, I'll just pop it in there one more time so you guys have access to that so you can watch that video and share it. Don't forget to like and share all the time. And I wanted to end this video today telling you a tribute to our wonderful patriot, Scotty Martin. He went to be with the Lord this week, and my heart is broken. I've shared so many of his videos. For those of you who have followed me, you know that I've shared his videos forever. Let me see if I can find this one. I just posted this morning about him and what an amazing patriot he was. And just here's the video where I show, you know, how he just worked tirelessly day after day after day. Look at the videos. Just look at these videos. Day after day after day after day after day after day. Just like many of us have just fought tirelessly in this battle. And then it stopped. And I wrote this down, that we expect the people we admire to always be there. Check out this short clip and you'll see a portion of his awesome work day after day. And then it stopped. We miss you already. Legendary. He could take the things that were going on and piece it together and connect the dots and make you go, oh, now I get it. And I shared them all the time. I didn't miss a one. It just was a wonderful patriot. Thank you to all the patriots who work day after day after day, just like him, in this battle of good and evil. And your dedication does not go unnoticed. And so let's just continue to appreciate each other. I see you guys on the chat, how you do, love and appreciate each other. We loved you and love you still and miss you, Scotty. And he's irreplaceable. He's irreplaceable. So thank you, Lord, for Scotty Martin, now in heaven with the Lord. And we miss you. You're not replaceable, not possible. Thank you, Lord, for Scotty Martin's life. Thank you for so many wonderful patriots who fought so valiantly, worked so hard day after day after day. And thank you for the victory that is we're starting to see materialize before our eyes, that will be filled with joy and laughter. And I know that Scotty is witnessing it and enjoying it from heaven, all with all these other patriots who have gone on ahead of us. Thank you, Lord, for his life. I thank you for all the patriots who work so hard. And I thank you for a wonderful president. Continue to bless us so that we can continue in this fight, strengthen our health so that we can stay here and continue this fight until we see all of this happen in the golden age. Make us penguins who are courageous and will be willing to go across the snow or whatever we have to go through to get to this beautiful mountain. Lord, I thank you for just everyone who's here. I ask you to bless them, encourage them, strengthen them, use them in a mighty way. Help them to know that their work does not go unnoticed, that they are all legends, especially in your eyes, that you notice every little thing that we do for your kingdom. We pray your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. It's time to jet. Went over time again. As usual. All right, guys. I love you. And I will talk to you later. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.